The minutes are from February 16th. Are there any discrepancies with the minutes? Any discrepancies? Discrepancies? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor of approving the minutes from February 16th, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Abstentions? The minutes are approved. We'll now move on to community comments. Is there anyone here from the community who wishes to comment? Any community comment? Community comment? Seeing none, we'll now move on to old business. All right, so the first item on old business are a few committee updates, really focusing on one in particular. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to our health and housing chair, who has some information on the take a professor to lunch idea.
Oh, wait, I'm the tech director to pull up a brief document that I'd like to pour over with you guys.
And real quick, just kind of preface this discussion. Our chair has done a lot of work to kind of get an outline of what this would actually look like in practice. Today, he's bringing forward the information, and this is strictly for questions. Later on, we'll be bringing forward a budget with actual numbers, and that's where we will have a debate. So today, we really want to focus on questions about the program and how it would be executed, not necessarily a debate of the program.
Yeah, thank you. So first off, I'm just going to start off with a response from the student survey, which was sent out earlier this year, and this is in regards to the question, I wish there were more opportunities for social interactions with professors outside of the classroom. You can see that what that worked up to, a little bit less than half of respondents are in the affirmative, from strongly agree to agree, a lot in the middle, and then very few not, you know, putting that as a priority. So in response to that, and this is something that the Health and Housing Committee has been working on all year, we formulated a firmer plan for a Take Your Professor to Lunch event. If you want to scroll down, Victor. Thank you. And you can kind of read along here. If you could zoom out, that'd be awesome somewhat. So the context of this event, it came out of a kitchen cabinet meeting last fall in which we entertained the idea as kitchen cabinet of starting this event in which professors and students could interact with one another in a meal facilitated event. So whether that be a plate of dinner or buffet tickets was a matter of discussion, but eventually kitchen cabinet decided that they just didn't have the organizational mission or the funding to do this. So then I took it back to my committee, and we've developed this plan for a Take Professor to Lunch event that I'd like to field some questions on today, and then just for have you all gauge interest with your constituents. So the objective statement up there just talks about how this is an item of special interest to the Student Senate, to the student body from the Student Senate, which in our constitution is one of the three things we do. We allocate budgets, we represent the student body, and we pursue items of special interest. So to be kind of in that vein of the readership program and Gus Bus and other services of value to the student body that just don't fit anywhere else. So the current pitch here is that students would be able to pick up a ticket from the CAO desk, and then they'd be able to redeem that ticket at the buffet lunch, which runs Mondays through Fridays. And if they're in the presence of a professor, administrator, or a staff member, they just get a free lunch that's picked up by Student Senate. We then we also go into this with a limited number of tickets available for redemption. So we're playing around with different numbers, but 50 to 100 tickets is what we're currently looking at. And then at the end of the period, so right now we're looking at April 8th through May 1st, Student Senate will be billed for the number of meals taken up through that program. And this really comes out of kind of a philosophical belief that the whole liberal arts mission can really be amplified and accentuated by conversation over meals. That's the work of Professor Lisa Heldke here. Has been really heavy around kind of how meals can collaborate, the other missions of liberal arts institutions. So with that, that's kind of the broad overview. There are also some steps in this proposal for PR, but for the most part, I just wanted to share kind of that outline, and also that dining services and the CEO desk have agreed to logistical parts of this in terms of the ticket handling, and that we have also received a reduced meal rate from the regular buffet cost from Steve Kellgren of Dining Services, just because they really are in tune with this and think it's an awesome way to get students and professors to engage in a dynamic way, which, as the survey proved, is an item of interest to the student body right now. So with that, I'll open up those questions. Feel free to read and ask for specifics, but for now, it'd be awesome to focus on kind of the philosophical, you know, stuff about this whole event proposal. All
right, so with that, we'll open up for questions. So, Sanders,
yeah, I just had a question with the number three on there. I guess, like, what's the rationale behind, like, giving a sheet of questions? It almost seems like it'd be, like, robotic in that sense rather than having it be just a natural conversation.
Yeah, so that's something we were just discussing in cabinet beforehand, too. That came out of, I mean, that's kind of a last-second thing that we added, mainly just because of we remembered that that was an option at the president's banquet at the beginning of the year for first years, and that if conversation isn't quite flowing, it can help to have some different items to pull up. So those would definitely be in tune with sort of what we're hoping this event turns into in terms of building community and letting people interact in a more different kind of social way, so to get to know one another in a less, like, academic or, you know, workplace setting. So it's nothing too rich at this point, but just kind of a different way to prompt conversation in different directions.
Okay. Yep.
Senator Rasmussen?
So Student Senate is billed for these meals, correct?
Yes.
I'd like to think that all Gustavus students are very trustworthy and won't do this, but how can we make sure students aren't just picking up a lunch meal ticket to get a free meal for themselves and not actually going with a professor?
Steve Kellerman said that it would be pretty simple for the staff that worked the register just to redeem those tickets, like it would say on there, in the, you know, like a student in the presence of a faculty, staff, or administrator.
Sure.
So it would be straightforward that. Okay, and we could also expand that to, like, show Gustavus IDs and such, but we felt that that was adequate of just kind of honor system of it being the two redeeming it together. So students pick up the tickets, but they need to be with their partner for this program to go through the pay.
So the idea, it'd be like some special ticket. It wouldn't be just one free meal in the cab.
Right. Yeah, it wouldn't be like the admission ones or anything. And that's something that the CAO and dining service are all good at handling that.
Awesome.
Would like one person be able to use it multiple times? No.
No. So the.
So
students will they'll go to CEO desk, pick up their ticket, and check out their name off the list, and then also write down the professor or administrator. Administrators or, you know, the guests can go through more than once, and we've decided that that's appropriate just because if they're an awesome professor and awesome dean of students, then it makes sense for them to be invited more than once.
Yes,
I
do. Senator Andrew.
I was just wondering, did the Gustavus have something like this in place before, or is this new?
I think we've done it, varieties of it, versions of it in the past. I think Judy Douglas's office, Drug and Alcohol Ed, used to sponsor a program that was similar to this, but I don't think that Student Senate has ever offered the program before. And I think it would have been years ago that Drug and Alcohol Ed would have done it.
Hi. Senator Peterson.
Do other schools around us have a similar program to this?
Yes. So I wasn't able to find any direct MIAC peers, but it's a really common program. Tons of universities do it where, like, students are just entitled to it as part of their student activity fee. It's a very common practice. I don't know if you can speak more to that.
Yeah, I mean, like, the school that I came from before I was here had a similar program. There, the students paid for their own meals still, but a group of students could pick up a ticket to take the professor. And usually they would do it in a cluster of students, so there might be three or four students that would get together and get a ticket for a prof and take the prof to lunch. But there's a million different varieties, and lots of colleges do it. And I think most people find that it's just this kind of really fun way to spend some time outside of class with a professor. And, you know, sometimes it's a professor around which there's an academic shared passion, and other times it's just, you know, like getting to know more about that particular individual.
You go?
Yes.
Senator Gonigal.
Okay, so the way I'm understanding it so far is they pick up the ticket and then they get the lunch with the professor in their presence and they have lunch. What if there was multiple professors that the student would want to have lunch with? Do they only get to choose one professor?
Yes.
Okay. Yep.
Senator Hank.
I was in the buffet the other day and I saw my FTS professor, he was sitting down, I think it was with one of his advisees, but sitting down there and having lunch with them. So there's already students that are taking advantage of this. I think it's, I don't know, we're not in discussion, but I just wanted to point out that I have seen and witnessed it going on already.
Senator Rasmussen.
Is there any initial idea of how many will be able to do this? From the verbiage, I assume it's not all students will have the opportunity, it's just a like, set number?
Yeah, so the current draft proposal either, I mean, just the, we just looked at like, we would set a number and set both a number of tickets maximum redeemed and also a time window, probably be 50 or 100 or some neat number like that. And the nice thing about this arrangement dining service is that we only get billed for meals redeemed too, so we would just set our cap and the number of tickets printed. We can't exceed that, and even if those tickets, you know, are taken out and don't get used, don't get billed for that. So it would be, we would go into it firmly knowing the maximum number of, like, the maximum amount that could be spent.
Sounds good.
Senator Duddy.
So is the idea with this, like, right now it's a 3-week window, but if this goes well, then would it be something that we could expand to make it, like, all year long with technically without a max number of students who can participate? If this launches, if, say, we use all 100 tickets right away, we can expand this later.
Yeah, that's the cool thing about, like, having CAO do the tickets for us and, like, have a sign out and also, like, write the professional name, so we can track a lot of this utilization, too. So that's something that's definitely a lot of conversation we could have in the future about where this can go next, if it's really well utilized, or if it happens in a perfect number, or whatever happens with it, we should be able to track how it was used, know who to get in contact with for follow-up surveys and such, and really have some traceable feedback and data.
Senator Bidek.
Are the academic departments already, do they already know about this?
I talked to a few press in the history department just kind of asking, because there was discussion of doing sort of the beta test with the one academic department, and that wasn't really a financial, you know, option, but certainly fits with the liberal arts mission that a lot of departments are very keen on advancing.
Okay, thank you.
Further questions about the ticket professor lunch? Questions? All right, awesome. Thank you so much for putting this together. Again, this is just kind of a question time, so if anything comes up in the next week or so, please reach out to our chair. Furthermore, we really urge people to reach out to constituents, see if this is something that the people you live with would utilize. And then in the near future, it'll most likely be coming forward in the form of a budget where we can really get down to the details of it and see if it's something students should be funding. Any further questions about that process as a whole? All right. Seeing none, we'll go back to old business, specifically with the committee updates. And just at this time, if there's any other chair that wishes to give an update on anything their committee is doing, I believe tech director will be presenting.
Sure, I can go. Just one or two things, just kind of updates. So following some complaints about people reaching cookie limits on like WebAdvisor, I don't know if anyone's ever experienced that. I went back to GTS, and I assume this has been happening for a long time, but they had never heard of it before, so so I don't know. So it was good. They were really glad to hear from Student Senate about the issue. Unfortunately, they don't have control over WebAdvisor. WebAdvisor is built by someone that they contract, but that company is building a newer version of this that will solve that issue, but unfortunately they're just waiting for that to be resolved by them. But now that they are aware of it, they're going to put some measures in place that will hopefully curb it a little bit, or at least make it clear to students what's going on and easier for them to avoid. So there's that. And then, the survey results that went out to the campus were great. Well, great from a technology stance. I think we have some good results that will help show administrators how important the Wi-Fi issue is on campus and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's all.
Any questions for the technology chair?
More just like a comment. In terms of the cookies, I know if patrons use Google Chrome, if you do incognito, that issue is solved, but that's only with using Chrome. So that may or may not help.
That is something you mentioned, yeah. And I'm sure that's something that they might say to students or make publicly available.
Senator Mahan.
I also know, going along with the cookie issue,
it should help if you clear your browsing history, because when you do that, it should clear all cookies on your browser as well. So if you want to just spread that message to your constituents, if they come to you and say that this is a problem.
Any further questions for the technology director? Questions? Questions? All right. Seeing none, I believe we'll be moving on to the PR chair.
Yeah. I just really quick. If you haven't paid me for your shirt, do it by Wednesday. Otherwise, no dice. Actually, you should still pay me because then the cost of the shirt's going to go up. So, just talk to me. I can work with you. Just let me know. So. The other thing I wanted to bring up was what we talked about in cabinet today about making us visible to the campus. Because a big issue that has, it's not new, is that we don't talk to our constituents enough. It's just plain and simple as that. There's not as much relation there that we would like to see. And that's at no fault of our senators, but it's just kind of how it is and has been. And so we were kind of talking about steps to make us more visible to the campus and to allow your constituents to feel that they can come to their senators with their issues and that they can really discuss about what's going on campus, especially with the finance process coming up. I feel like it's important for us to know and represent our constituents accurately. And so something new we're going to do this on Monday is the Shitter Chatter that goes out is going to be everyone in your building. And then for people that are off campus or you will have posters in the campus center and other places throughout campus as well. And so I would just like to know, like, if you would just shoot me an email, that would be great. So, like, the class of 2018, those reps, let me know what residence hall you're in. If, IR rep is another one, cabinet members. Just let me know what res hall that you're living in, or if you're off campus. And then just one other thing, too, just like really try to talk to your constituents, especially in these next couple weeks. It's really important, even like this week, like letting them know what's going on with the election and everything that way, because, you know, better turnout for students, or the better turnout, the better for everybody involved. And so I just think that it's important that we talk to them, really get out there, make an effort. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. So if you have any questions or suggestions, Jonas.
I'm maybe everybody else understands, but I'm confused. What are you doing with the newsletter?
So I'm just sending out, like, a bulletin of who represents you in your residence hall. So, like, who you can access right
so
there.
So, like, you're going to send to Sorry Hall, you'd send a list of everybody who's the Sorry rep.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
If the first year officer or senator happens to live in Sorry, then you'd include that information as well.
Yep, and it'll be like a nice looking bulletin, like how Shitter Chatter is,
and it'll go to every single individual student.
It will go like however many can be hung up in the res halls.
Okay,
I mean,
thank you.
Can I do like a PO stuff or something? I don't know how well those are received, but I guess.
I think the majority of them end up on the floor.
Yeah, so I was going to say, probably not the best idea.
No.
But, yeah, that was kind of my idea, just so we know, because, like, yeah, I think it's great that the whole campus gets to know, like, 10 senators and cabinet members throughout the year, but I think what's most important is that they can really, like, hone in on who I can talk to and who can represent me. And then Solvay came up with a good suggestion, too. Like, maybe I don't... Like, for X, Y, or Z reason, like, I would feel more comfortable going up and talking to Jordan rather than Clay. And, like, which Clay's great, but, you know, whatever. And so that way they know that they have other, like, they have a plethora of people that they can talk to within their building.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep moving down the speakers list of things that came up throughout that. So, Senator Hyde.
Would you like us... like senators to say, would you like us to say anything in it, or just like our name and contact?
No, and I can't see that far. So are you? You're Pittman. Yeah. Okay. So like you're fine. I don't need to know. Like, I know where you live.
Yes.
So I don't really need to know anything from you right now. It's just kind of the other people that aren't don't have it listed. And I guess I could look it up on Gribbly too, but it would just be easier if I
could
just send an email.
Okay. So I don't. So if we represent a hall, we don't need to.
Yeah, you're good.
Perfect.
No worries.
Senator Andrew.
This is directed to either the co-presidents or the PR chair. So, like, how much freedom do we have? For example, let's say if I want to table on behalf of Senate as the IC rep, Justin IC, do I have the power to do that?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And if you need help saying that, or if any of you need help facilitating that, reach out to Matt and I, and we'll get you in touch with the right persons.
Thanks. Thank you.
Senator Thrash.
Would this be just Senate and Cabinet, or would you be including students at large?
Yeah, if I could get a list of students at large, that'd be great. So if the Cabinet members could let me know.
Thank you.
Do you?
Yes.
Co-President Jones. I was just going to say that every single one of you, for whichever constituency you have, I've mentioned this a couple times, you have an email alias that goes directly to specifically your constituency. So, you can always send an email off to your constituency saying what we're doing in the Senate, what ideas we're looking at in the future, and just kind of introduce yourself. We're talking to Cabinet that some constituencies haven't gotten as many emails as others. So feel free, feel empowered at any time to reach out to your constituents and just say, hey, this is what's going on. Any other questions for the public relationship? Questions? All right, seeing none, I do not believe there are any other chairs of community or with committee updates. And so we will now move on to old business as a whole. Is there any old business? Senator Mahan.
This is a question for Health and Housing Chair. Especially since at previous meetings it was brought up about the Story Hill. I was wondering if you had looked into getting potential pathways going from the Runstrom down to that lot and from Story down to that lot as well.
Senator Singh, Peterson, and myself will be scheduling a meeting with Warren to start that process.
Okay, thank you.
Further old business. Old business. Seeing none, we'll now move to new business. Senator Peterson.
This is just something we noticed when we were at committee, our Health and Housing Committee, was we were trying to look up the description on some of the Cabinet members, such as diversity, and there was another one, and there was no description in the bylaws. And I was wondering, is there a reason why you don't have the description of all the different committees in the bylaws, or is that just an accident? And that's at you, with co-presidents. I'm sorry.
I want to clarify. There are not descriptions for committees or committee chairs.
Committee chairs and the responsibilities of the committee chairs for a couple of the committees in the bylaws.
Yes, it's under the chairs. There's specific chairs for student and academic affairs.
I want to say that that for whatever reason this has come up once before, and I believe that it was the idea that chairs will know what to do, they'll know how to behave, but the bylaws that delineate responsibilities within certain chairs are special things that have to be. So the ones that, finance has very specific how they have to proceed. And technology has had responsibilities and has had special circumstances and technically hasn't even been a committee in the past. So my hunch is that until this point, there hasn't been anything that we have officially ascribed needs to be a responsibility within student academic affairs or diversity. Been things that have transferred through, that diversity committee will send a representative to DLC, but as far as responsibilities beyond that, there aren't. And that's not in our bylaws, and if you think there needs to be language, go right ahead. But that's where I think
the lack of language comes from.
And just to kind of expand that, and unless my memory is foggy, actually we added a description, I believe it was either earlier this year or last year, for the health and housing chair, which was adding in a lot of information about staying in contact with kitchen cabinet, as well as the heartsafe champion role. And in my memory, there was not previous description of those duties in the bylaws. So it's kind of one of those things, as soon as we notice that there's actually a set procedure that needs to happen for this chair, then we add it in. But there is a section for like each chair shall, which kind of outlines the general duties.
Awesome. That answers my question. Thank you.
Awesome. Senator Hagg.
Couple questions. First, could I ask whoever would answer, most likely, who are the candidates for co-presidents, like both, like all the candidates?
Sorry, I'm a little sick right now. Okay, so the Senate are the people who are running for co-presidential election currently are Delaney Sweet and Sharon Singh. Are you worried about Sharon? Sharon Singh, Taylor Wicklin, and Jake Meech. Is that how it is?
Mitch.
Sean Karen and Reed Bailey, and then Sam Hanser and Bobby Rasmussen are our four tickets that are running. And then there is going to be a co-presidential debate tomorrow from 7 to 9 in the President St. Peter Room. So I highly encourage everyone to come there and then report back to your constituencies things that you, or report to your constituencies that is going on and invite them to come too so they're aware of the platforms and the people that they'll be voting on.
Okay, and then another question, and this is for whoever can answer, if our committees like Student and Academic Affairs and Diversity don't have a description, what powers do they have?
That would all be under each chair shall. So there is a section for the ones that aren't like specifically written out, like health and housing chair and stuff, but there is a section that says each chair shall, and so they would fall under those roles rather than their specific role.
Okay.
Yeah.
So could I'd like to make a motion to charge ethics to look into adding language to add language for diversity and for student and academic affairs.
All right, second goes to the trash. We'll now open discussion on the charge to ethics committee.
Yes.
Any discussion? Senator Wagner.
I'm just curious as to what you might have them write if the reason for the lack of writing would be that we have nothing set that they have to do. All right,
Senator Wickman.
Aside from that, I think that's a good question for other people to answer, but I just think that it is important to have this sort of language because if there are issues in the future, I think all of our chairpersons, to my knowledge, are doing a great job, but if there is issues in the future with the chairperson, it's good to be able to have that outlined and like acknowledge where there's faults and be able to like formally charge them, et cetera. So I think it's important that we have some outline or some more outlined individually things. I yield my time.
Chair fans are...
When I was applying for this position, I remember the heartsafe champion language was new, and I think that was in addition to the kitchen cabinet language. Those are my committee's like two obligations to stay in contact with heartsafe champion and kitchen cabinet. However, there is also an item that says overall work towards ensuring the well-being of students' health and residential life, and if there's no analog in other committees, that seems a little bit strange to me that the health and housing committee would have that language that just dictates its core focus, whereas others don't. So in addition, I would weigh the value of having that item, health and housing chair shall, item one, in there where there's no parallel with any other committee chairs. It's just a request.
Senator Thrash.
At the very least, I think delineating the diversity chair's responsibility to serve with DLC would be important, or else making a deliberate decision not to include them. wording would be equally important, I yield.
Senator Hagg.
I also like to, I'm not a big fan of adding wording to the Constitution and bylaws, but I think it's kind of a gray area here. Not necessarily a gray area, but where are we trying to focus these chairs on? Like, in what areas? Like, obviously the name diversity chair kind of says what they're doing, but like in what, where do they either, like, where are their boundaries? Where would they cross the line to? Drawing like a definitive line on what their tasks are is important in my opinion. So I think it's good to have some language on what they're going to be able to do in the future and where they may cross the line. So I get.
Senator Wickman?
I motion to amend this to also include better outlining of the health and housing. Is that what you requested? I'm sorry. What did you?
So it was that there's an item in there that says overall work towards ensuring the well-being of students' health and residential life, which is clearly the purpose of the Health and Housing Committee. But why have that for that committee, but not have anything similar about like student economic affairs and other? So why does Health and Housing have that? I mean, the other items should be in there, I feel, because it's Kids and Cabin, Hearts Day Champion, which don't immediately come to mind, but are important. But the fact that it also spells out the target of the committee itself is weird. So I think just maybe weighing the value of that item, if you want. But
so
it might just be good.
Yeah. Motion to amend this to also look into kind of the specific targeted goal for each one. Does that make sense?
Is there a second for the amendment? Second goes the same. Discussion on the amendment to include general descriptors of targeted audiences. Is that general description? Okay, perfect. You still have the floor.
I just think it's important to consider consistency in our language as well. So either have it there or have it not, make a deliberate decision.
Okay. Senator Hagg.
First off, a question for the previous speaker. Would this be for all chairs or just the two that we have mentioned?
It would look at, do you yield to?
Yes, I
yield. To my knowledge, just how I described it, would look into just what we're going to do with all chairs.
So it is for every.
We would still have the outline for the two chairs that you wanted to amend.
Could we, could we vote this amendment down and then charge us later? Because I feel it's kind of, I think this charge is just looking into these two specific committees, and your amendment is looking into all committees' descriptions. So I don't necessarily know if this should be charged with this current charge, but I'll let other senators debate that.
All right, Senator Singh.
So, this came up. We were wondering as to why there weren't any descriptions for these specific committees. And then I think co-president answered that people want to see why we left it super general. My concern is specifically with what the housing chair brought up about why there's a description regarding like the general job of health and housing committee and not for all the other ones. So regarding that, we should either cut that out or put it in all of them. And that's what I say.
Senator Rasmussen.
I think whatever we charge to ethics committee, they're going to take a good look at it. So I'll just charge something and I trust that they'll do a good job at looking at different options.
All right, further discussion on the amendment? Discussion. Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor of the amendment, please signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed? Abstentions?
Abstained.
Okay, the amendment passes. We are now back to the charge to the Ethics Committee to look into the descriptions of diversity and student and academic affairs with kind of the added note to look into the basic descriptor of all chairs. And Wicklund, do you still have the floor?
I do.
Okay. Is there further discussion? Discussion. Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor of the charge, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Nay.
Abstentions? The charge is passed. Words are hard sometimes.
I made the third.
Oh, I apologize. You still have the floor then.
I yield.
Okay. Center draft. Alright, further new business. Is there any other new business? New business, new business. Seeing none, we will now move to announcements.
So, DLC is hosting an SNL this weekend. It's our kind of theme is like team building. So there's dodgeball, catch the flag, elementary school parachute game, coloring. There will be pizza. So I encourage you to come to that and support DLC, which again is Diversity Leadership Council, which now approximately 21 student organizations fall under. So I encourage you to come to that, as well as Building Bridges is coming up next week, so there's a whole bunch of stuff going on, so I encourage you to get your ticket to that. It's free for students, and so then also Africa Night, March 13th, shameless plug.
Chair Johnson. Just a quick announcement to my committee, if we could please meet for a brief 5 minutes afterwards, and also to our two new members, if either of you are interested in joining the Student Academic Affairs Committee, please see me afterwards. If not, there are plenty of other committees that would be wonderful.
All right,
I'll go
for
Okay, if I can have the election committee meet me up here after this, and then also I have one last, I'm trying to fill two little time slots as far as people to sit at the voting table on March 2nd, which is a Monday. Is there anyone open from 9:30 to 10 who does not have a 9 a.m. who would be able to sit at the table for that half hour? Okay, thank you. And then is there anyone able to sit from 10:30 to 11:30?
When?
On Monday, 10:30 a.m. Are you able to? Okay.
Do you have someone?
I was going to have the, okay, wonderful. And then, yep, I will. And then ethics, I have you, or election committee, I have you guys down for slots. And then also note, I have Senator Ciotta, you approached me about it, so I have you down from 6 to 7. Does that work for you on Monday? Wonderful. Okay, besides that, just election committee, meet me up here afterwards. And tomorrow, guys, please come to the co-presidential debate from 7 to 9 in the St. Peter room. And then remember to tell people to vote on March 2nd. Okay, thank you. I yield my time.
Senator Hegg.
First off, I hope everyone who is not feeling well is feeling better at the next meeting. And second, I forgot to bring this up in new business, but for whoever has the survey results, could it be sent to senators so we could look at them possibly?
To speak into that, we're going to let the chairs take the information they find useful from the survey and send that out to the appropriate parties.
Thank you. Hopefully it warms up. That's all I have.
All right, Senator Rasmussen.
I got an email from Physical Plant. I think it was last week, Friday. It sounds like we now have the water ball stations in Euler, the two in Euler, one in Prairie View, and the latest addition in Coed. And it sounds like they'll get the one in Sorensen done by before the end of the year, and then North will be sometime this summer. So with people coming into Senate or people speaking poorly on Senate, if you hear that, talk about the good things like that we've been doing. Especially the people who have the water ball stations in their dorms now. If you hear people talking about it, mention that Senate did it. So it's just a cool thing and sheds positively on this body.
Co-President Timmons. I'm just going to reiterate, tomorrow is the debate. I would love to see your participation there. Hayden and I will be moderating it. Please trump it up to your constituents. I'm going to invite you all on Facebook and send a link on the interwebs to you all. And I appreciate a quick meeting. We're meeting Donessa's
Any further announcements? Announcements? Seeing none, the meeting is adjourned.